Today we'll get the buzz on bees on this broadcast of the Rose Garden Checkup. On this episode, Dr. Barry McCaslin discusses how gardeners and bees can happily coexist in the garden. He offers some helpful hints on avoiding the sting of a close encounter with bees, and also some solutions if that happens. Stay with us.
It's time for the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCaslin. Dr. McCaslin is a board-certified physician who loves growing roses and helping gardeners maintain a healthy lifestyle. With each segment, you'll learn about a topic relevant to gardeners, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
Have you ever been stung by a bee? It hurts. There's no two ways about it. For most, a bee sting is another memorably painful event, but for others, it can be life-threatening. Yes, folks, bees are just another potential hazard to our health as rose gardeners. Technically speaking, a bee is a fuzzy insect that feeds on flowers, both nectar and pollen, and is able to transform nectar into honey, which can feed other bees as well as humans. Related to bees are wasps, a group of insects that includes hornets and yellow jackets. Wasps feed on pollen, other insects, and even spiders. Both bees and wasps have highly organized societies and fiercely guard their hives and nests. When threatened, they have the ability to harm their predator with a very painful sting. So you're in your rose garden on a bright, balmy afternoon, deadheading the sun-crisped blooms of Louise Estes, and just two bushes away, a bee is feeding on a fully open bloom of Dolly Parton. Instantly, you get nervous. But do you really have much to worry about? Probably not. Bees sting to defend their nests, and will only sting while foraging if threatened. Using your thumb and middle finger, you flick the bee off Dolly, and it circles around your head. You take off your sun-protective hat and start wildly thrashing and swatting, further angering the bee. You hit it a couple of times, knocking it to the ground, and finally, it has had enough. It lands on the back of your neck and jams its barbed stinger into your skin. The stinger, along with parts of the bee's abdominal muscles, breaks off and remains in your skin while the mortally injured bee flies away and dies. Immediately, you feel the pain of melittin, the active ingredient in bee venom, as it bathes bare nerve endings. Within minutes, specialized immune cells in your bloodstream are recruited and release their histamine-containing granules. This causes local swelling and congestion of the skin, which serves to limit the toxin's access to blood vessels and keeps the reaction localized. Histamine also makes the area very, very itchy. Hours later, there is a raised bump with a tiny white center. A few days later, the reaction has faded and your bee sting is just a bad memory. Of course, you vow never to swat another bee again. Triumph! The human machine has beaten the best defenses of the bee. But there are other possible endings. If you accidentally step on a bee's nest, you could get swarmed and stung multiple times. The body's best efforts to limit the penetrance of venom into the circulation could be overwhelmed and fail. Multiple stings could poison the nervous system and cause fever, delirium, convulsions, and coma. As few as a dozen simultaneous bee stings could be fatal to a child. What if your own immune system overreacts? Instead of a few local mast cells releasing their histamine granules, many more can be recruited to do the same, and a large area of swelling develops, perhaps affecting a whole limb. The swelling in this case can persist for a week or more. Now, the most feared complication of a bee sting is anaphylaxis, a full-body allergic reaction caused when all of the body's mast cells are signaled to release their histamine granules at once. This causes swelling of the airways, at first causing wheezing, but later making it impossible to breathe. It causes the blood pressure to drop and the heart to stop, ending in death. About 3% of individuals are considered allergic to bee venom, About 40 Americans die every year from bee stings. What do you do if you get stung? Well, pull out the stinger and apply ice to limit the swelling. Itching can be treated with Benadryl cream, if minor, or tablets if more bothersome. Because a bee sting is a penetrating wound, think about a tetanus shot if you're not current. Go to an emergency room immediately if you feel lightheaded or begin wheezing, or if the area of swelling exceeds 4 inches in diameter, or if you are stung on the eyeball or in the mouth or the throat, or if you have more than 10 stings, or if you ever have had a prior reaction to a bee sting. It may be life-saving. What can you do to prevent being stung? Well, first and foremost, don't go out of your way to bother bees. Try not to smell like or look like a flower while gardening. That means no perfume and no Hawaiian print muumuus. If you have a known high-degree allergy, carry an EpiPen. With common sense, we can share our rose gardens with bees, and neither of us gets hurt.
The advice given in this segment is meant for basic informational purposes and is not intended as a replacement for the advice given to you by your physician. Consult with your doctor before making decisions concerning your health. This has been the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCasland, exclusively on the Rose Chat Podcast.